About midweek realized it's Mother's Day this week. For some reason, I was going to give you next Sunday instead of this Sunday in my mental calendar. And so midweek switched directions here on what we're preaching about. And so I can either give you, your choice, two sermons that I prepared this week or one. I think you'll probably choose one. So Proverbs 31 is where we're going today. Proverbs 31, 10 through 31, looking at probably a familiar passage to women. Maybe you've studied this before, but actually it's a passage that's written to a son. It's actually written to a son, and it tells the son, basically, if you're looking for a good wife, a capable wife, a loving wife, this is a description of what you should be looking for. But I think it's also a challenge to women and a challenge to men to recognize, because within this same passage, it tells the husband to recognize these things, see these things, praise these things within their wife. And also to children, praise these things for your mother. And so as we look through this passage, it's a good reminder for me as a husband and a good reminder for me as a child to recognize these things, first of all, in my wife and then in my mother as well, and be thankful for these things, and for children to be thankful for these things in your mother. And it is a very pointed to depiction of what a mother does by God telling us to praise these things. These are praiseworthy things that God points to in His Word about you. And so this is our time to look at God's Word and to look at the things that He says. These are praiseworthy, and to be thankful for them, and to say more than just thank you, to actually respond with thankfulness in our lives, and a few other challenges as we close. But I want to look at three areas and then break those down of praiseworthy points that God points to within Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31. Before we read, let's pray. Lord, I thank you so much for your word. I thank you so much for the reminders of your word. I thank you so much for the challenges from your word. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will speak today. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will touch our hearts, that you will challenge our hearts, that you will help us to respond to your word and to be obedient, Lord, to live it out in this world. Lord, I thank you so much for our mothers. I thank you so much for the areas that you point to, the aspects of their life, their service, their faithfulness that you point to within your word that you say are praiseworthy. And so, Lord, help us to respond to that. Teach us today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Psalm 31, verse 10 through 31 says this: Who can find a capable wife? She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will not lack anything good. She rewards him with good, not evil, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from far away. She rises while it is still night and provides food for her household and portions for her female servants. She evaluates a field, buys it, and plants a vineyard with her earnings. She draws on her strength and reveals that her arms are strong. She sees that her profits are good and her lamp never goes out at night. She extends her hands to the spinning staff and her hands hold the spindle. Her hands reach out to the poor and she extends her hands to the needy. She is not afraid for her household when it snows, for all in her household are doubly clothed. She makes her own bed coverings. Her clothing is fine linen in purple. Her husband is known at the city gates, where he sits among the elders of the land. She makes and sells linen garments and delivers belts to the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she can laugh at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and loving instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the activities of her household and is never idle. Her sons rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also praises her. Many women are capable, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting, but the woman who fears the Lord will be praised. Give her the reward of her labor, and let her works praise her at the city gates. 3 points of praise, and I want to kind of break down how God points to these areas within this passage. The first point of praise that is pointed to by God is this in verse 13. It says this: she selects wool and flax and works with willing hands. God points to her willing hands, points to her service with those willing hands, and then points out many aspects of praiseworthy service that your wife or your mother does on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis, many times going unnoticed or unthanked for. Give you a warning to both me and you. It's hard for someone to be willing to continue to do this on a daily, weekly, monthly basis when people are ungrateful for the willing hands. And so we need to remember that the one who is willing is also called precious in verse 10. She is far more precious than jewels, this capable wife. Actually later called a wife that is capable can be found, but she surpasses them all. The one who surpasses all others in capableness. Here's the examples of these willing hands. And I think you'll notice these in your wife or in your mother. Verse 13 talks about wool, that wool being used for clothing. Service in clothing. You may hate laundry. You may hate folding laundry. I guarantee your wife or your mother does not necessarily enjoy doing that. But how much time is put in of service for our clothing on a weekly, monthly, daily level to make sure there's no stains or to make sure that they're done in time so you have the right things to wear and you're not pulling it out of the dirty clothes at the last minute? How much time is put into that? Thank you for your service in the area of clothing, just to make sure that we match half the time. Another area that's pointed to in verse 14, and actually in verse 13 when it talks about the flax, but in verse 14 it talks about she is like a merchant ship bringing her food from far away. It talks about service in food, but in variety of food in particular. When a ship brings something from far away, it's bringing something new to the table. It's bringing something that's being traded for, something that you can't necessarily get in that region. And so this is pointing to the variety that a mother adds or a wife adds to our home. If it was up to me, it'd be hamburgers or tacos every day. That's what we'd eat. If it was up to my dad growing up, it'd be mac and cheese and hot dogs. That's what he made. But when a mother cooks, there is wide variety. I'm not saying men can't cook, because many of us do. But with a man, sometimes we would settle on something and be fine with it the next day, the next day, the next day, and then we eventually get tired of it after like maybe a month and a half. But with a woman, it's like you want something new, and they bring such variety to life, and to food is what it's pointed to here in caring for the family. Verse 15, goes on and it talks about how she rises while it was still night and the provision for the family and the provision for the servants here in verse 15. And so you think about the service of the sleepless nights. You think about the care that is given to others. You think about not only the sleepless nights, but the less sleep nights. And you're challenged to be thankful for those within your life. I remember when we had babies and how many nights Rachel would get up over and over and over to take care of the baby. And it was something that I couldn't do at that point, feeding the babies. And so very thankful for her service that I got to sleep. She got less sleep on those nights. I got more sleep on those nights. And very thankful for that. But this continues to go on even after childhood. Maybe sleeplessness and worrying about or praying about their children because of something that is going on in life where a father many times can be like, God, help them, and go sleep. And it's like a mother will sit there and ponder on it and wonder about it and pray about it over and over and over. Thank you for your diligence and your sleepless or less sleep nights to care for not only us, but our children. Example in verses 16 through 17 talks about evaluation of things. It talks about evaluating and then buying and then planting. And it reminds me of the evaluation that a wife does within the home, the investment that a wife does within the family, and the cultivating that a wife does within the family. And it reminds me to be thankful for those things within our home, the evaluating, the investing, and the cultivating that happens in the home because of a mother and a wife. Verse 18 points to the timelessness or the time serving. It on and on and on. The tireless serving is really the word I'm looking for in my mind right now. The tireless serving when something is seen as worthy of its return. Verse 18 says this. She sees that her profits are good. And so she sees that it's worthy of the return. And so what happens because of the profits? Her lamp never goes out at night. The tireless investment of serving our families because the outcome, the return is seen as worthy. Boil that down. A mother and a wife sees that the return on investment in us is worthy of the tirelessness that they put in to our lives. You're worthy of the investment. Be thankful that your mom or your wife considers you worthy of that investment. When you really break it down, we are the only thing that can go to heaven. All the other things that we could invest in this world, will fade away, will end. You can only go with your family. And so that investment spiritually is huge. And we'll get to that in a little while. Be thankful for that. Verse 20 goes on, talking about more of these hand ideas as far as the care and the service that a mother does with the hands or wife does with their hands. And it points to this, the serving example of charity and helping those in need. The serving example of charity and helping those in need. Think about the heart of a mother, the generous heart of a wife, the caring heart of a mother. The breaking heart of a mother for those that are outcast or those who are in need. I just think about the baseball field. When we're on the baseball field on a weekly basis, a boy will get plowed over by a catcher or a slide and they're bleeding off their elbow. And what's the response of a father? Many times the response of a father is, suck it up. You're good. Keep going. And the mother's like, I want to go check on them. I got to go check on them. Are they okay? And that breaking heart for those that are in need, that charity that wants to be held out for the one that is in need in that moment. What a difference between a mother and a father. And I'm thankful for that difference, for the soft heart. And both are needed. There's times where you need to suck it up and there's times where you need much comfort in life. And many times, As fathers, we're just not sure exactly how to show that comfort, especially in a way that a mother can or a wife can. Thank you for that heart that cares. Verse 21 goes on and talks about more of this picture of the helping hands or the willing hands of service that a mother does. And verse 21 talks about snow. None of us want to think about snow right now. But it says this, she is not afraid for her household when it snows, for all in her household are doubly clothed. Think about cold weather. Think about weather changes. For me, if it was up to me, my kids would probably be cold all the time because they'll be like, I want to go outside and play. I'm like, yeah, you're fine, go. Rachel's like, do you have a coat? Are you wearing a jacket? Get your gloves, get your hats on, things like that. She wants to make sure they're clothed so they stay healthy, so they stay safe. And a lot of times I don't even think about that. Like, go play, yay. Just yesterday. I mean, it was such a wild swing of weather yesterday for us. I mean, it was like raining and cold and then warm and getting sunburned and then cold again. And when we were leaving the house, I was wearing shorts and a t-shirt. And Rachel's like, grab jackets for everybody. Everybody needs a jacket. Grab your jacket on the way out. I'm like, you don't need a jacket. It's like 80 degrees out. And so she grabs jackets for everyone. She's like, are you sure you don't want a jacket? I was like, fine, grab a jacket for me. It's fine. So we grab a jacket and we go out the door. Man, I'm glad I had a jacket. I was freezing. I'm so thankful for my wife that makes sure that we're doubly clothed. You can take off the layers. If you don't have the layers to put on, you're freezing. Thank you for looking out for us in that way. Verse 22 talks about how the way that a mother makes a home a home, and then also talks about the care that she gives to herself. How does a mother have time to give care to herself when they're caring for everybody else in all these ways? But it points to this in verse 22 as it says this. She makes her own bed coverings. Talk about the care she puts in the home, making a home a home. And then it says this. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Talking about this care she also tries to put on herself at the same time. Taking care of herself while taking care of others with these willing hands. Be thankful for that. So that's all point one. God spends quite a bit of time talking about the willing hands as he goes from verse 13 all the way through verse 22 in the service with those willing hands. Then in verse 25 and 26, he points out points to the second aspect or point of praise being her mouth in verse 25 and 26 as it says this. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she can laugh at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and loving instruction is on her tongue. The second point of praise being her mouth, it points to the encouragement that comes from a mother. It points to the laughter that comes from a mother, and the encouragement being the wisdom and the loving instruction that's given in verse 26, and the laughter being in verse 25, as it says, she laughs at things to come. Think about the jokes and the craziness of life that sometimes you just have to laugh at. That you share with your wife or you share with your mother, children. Think about the guiding wisdom that as your wife or your mother seeks her heavenly Father and seeks wisdom from him, she is able to then give to those around her. As you share life decisions and you talk through things seeking wisdom from each other, instruction that you receive that best comes from mom. Because many times in our harsh words, fathers, we say things that may be true but hurtful. When a mom is able to take it in a different aspect or a different way and also have the same result being true without being hurtful or breaking them down. Think about the loving instruction that's given from a mother. I think about how a mother teaches versus how a father teaches, or I should say how I teach. Many times a mother's instructions will be shown instead of told. Many times a mother's instructions will be instructed instead of done for. And many times when my children are struggling through things, I'll just be like, okay, get out of the way, I'll do it myself. Or get out of the way, let me just show you how to do it. I'll do it, and I'll be like, you get it? And they're like, no. And Rachel's able to break it down and show them in a slower way, in a way that they can learn. And many times, like, I'll do the same thing. She'll be like, how do you do this? And she'll go to, like, figure out something on the computer. I'm like, here, let me show you. And she's like, no, tell me, please. Tell me as you're showing me how to do it. And it's like, I have to slow down and learn how to do it her way, because the loving instruction that she gives is so much easier to learn on than me just saying, boom, 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 boom. There, that's how you do it. You get it? No. I'm thankful for that loving instruction, the laughter, and the wisdom that comes from my wife and from my mother, and that she gives to my children. Third point of praise that it points to is her heart. Her heart in verse 30. And it doesn't say the word heart, but it talks about the heart that she has for God. In verse 30, it says, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but the woman who fears the Lord will be praised. We've talked about this definition, this working definition of fear of the Lord before, as worshipful submission, reverent awe, and obedient respect for our covenant-keeping God, our God. And when a wife has that worshipful submission, that reverent awe, that obedient respect, that surrendered heart to God, that is a heart that should be and can be praised. You see, it's a heart that realizes exactly who she is and exactly who God is. You see, you may call her wife, and your children may call her mom, but he calls her daughter. And when she realizes who that is, and she has that reverent awe, that worshipful submission, that obedient respect to her heavenly Father, she is not king, God is. She is not to be worshipped, God is. She is not to be the one obeyed. She is the one pointing to the one that should be obeyed, and that's God. That's a heart that fears the Lord. So to wrap that up, pointing to these three aspects, the willing hands, the mouth that gives wisdom, the mouth that gives loving instruction, the mouth that shares the laughter, in the heart that fears the Lord. When we see these things in our wives, when we see these things in our mothers, then these things enable us to be thankful for her and praise her as a wife and a mother. These enable us to trust in marriage, to reward in marriage. Verse 28 and 29 says this, her sons will rise up. When these things are seen, this willing heart, this wisdom, laughter, loving instruction, mouth, this heart for the Lord. When these things are seen, verse 28 and 29 are true. Her sons rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also praises her. And see what they say? This is what they say. Husbands and children, this is what we say. Many women are capable, but you surpass them all. You surpass them all. Verse 27 wraps up that whole aspect of how a mother serves with those hands, that mouth, and that heart, as it says this. She watches over the activities of her household and is never idle. There's no perfect mother, but there are great ones who serve a perfect king and serve their family because of that perfect king. And those are the ones we say, you surpass them all. Thank you. Thank you. for having willing hands. Thank you for the mouth that loves their family. Thank you for a heart that fears God. And then the challenge to us as husbands and the challenge to us as children is in verse 25 of Ephesians 5. As your wife does these things, your response should be like that of Jesus Christ. It says this, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. Think about Jesus' sacrificial offering, the service of the church. And as you look at all the things that your wife does, praise her for them. Be thankful for them. Praise God for them. But you also, you serve her as Christ did the church. You love her as Christ does the church still, as he continues to love and serve us. And children, as you recognize those things and you praise her for those things and are thankful for those things that she does, and as you praise God for those things that he gave you, such a mom that surpasses all others. Ephesians 6, 1 through 2a, children, obey your parents as you would the Lord. Children, obey your parents as you would the Lord. Honor your father and mother. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you so much for your word. I thank you so much for the challenge from your word. Lord, I pray that you will help us to remember these things, recognize these things, and respond to those things in our mothers and in our wives. Lord, I'm so thankful for Rachel. So thankful for her tireless hands in the service of our home. I'm so thankful for her loving wisdom that comes out of her mouth and her heart for you, Lord. And also for my mother. Thank you, Lord. I pray that you'll help us to respond to this, to respond to your word with words of praise, words of thankfulness, praise of you in service of them. And as children, obedience. Praise in your name, Jesus. Amen.